of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pursue, to follow the caravan of the Quraysh. And then he explains, we were 300 in number. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us one sack, one bag of dates. And that's all he could find as provision for us. Because part of the duty of the Amir is to see that the Jamaat goes out and to provide for them also to take. So he only could give them one bag of dates. So you can imagine what was the tawakkul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tawakkul of Sahaba. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu was appointed as the Amir of this Jamaat. So Jabir radiallahu anhu is explaining, he's narrating this incident. He says that Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu, Amir, he would give us a ration of one khajur, one date. One date at a time he would give us. So it was asked, Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, that what can you do, what you do with one date? He said, we would take that one date and we would suck it like how an infant sucks on it. So we just suck on it and then we'll drink water. Suck on it, drink water. So that used to pull us from the morning right till the night. And what else we would do is we would take our asa, our sticks, we used to break leaves, we used to moisten the leaves, and then we used to eat those leaves. And we carried on like this, moving on the coast, until suddenly we saw like a big hill of sand, big mountain of sand. When we drew closer, we realized that this wasn't a mountain of sand, this was actually an animal, a fish, a big fish called Ambar. So then he explains that first Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he told us that this is carrion, this is a dead meat, we can't eat it. But perhaps that he didn't understand or know the masla at that time, so that was permissible for them to eat. But on this basis he allowed them to eat, that you people are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are going through extreme difficulty, so then it will be permissible for you all to eat. So then this Jabir radiallahu anhu is explaining that I remember us cutting pieces of fish, pieces of that meat to the size of an ox, or similar to the size of an ox. And I remember scooping out jugs of fat from the socket of the eye of that fish. And then he explains that we ate so much of this fish, for 1 month, 300 of us sufficed from the fish, until we became fat also. In other words, we were eating so nicely. And then he explained that Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made 13 of us sit in one socket of the fish, one eye socket of the fish. 13 of us could fit in that socket, just to show and explain to the people what type of fish Allah Pak had given them. In other words, they put their sole reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak provided from means and sources that unthinkable. Such a huge fish, and they lived on this fish. So then he explained another thing that Hazrat Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu did, was he made one of the side bones of the fish, what we know as a rib. He made that stand up, and he saddled the biggest camel of ours, and he saddled it properly, and he made it walk through. So big was the bone of the fish that even a camel could walk through it. So then he says that we ate from it nicely, and then we took pieces of its meat, and we took dried, almost like a biltong type of a thing, as provisions. And when we went to Madinah Sharif, we explained this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked them to show them that it was permissible for them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first told him that this was a provision that Allah Pak had provided for you. And then to just make them feel at ease, he said, have you got some of this so I can also eat? So that they don't feel that it might have not been permissible for them to eat, number one. And number two, this was barakah that Allah Pak had provided for them in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also wanted a share of that barakah. Today's hadith has also got to do with barakah. And how when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakat in something, then it doesn't matter how much there is in whatever, whether it's money, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whatever it is, whether it's the size of the house, if there is barakat in there, then what can be done is much, much more than what can be done without barakat. So this today's hadith and Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala, inna kunna yawm al-khandaqi nahfiru fa'aradat kudayfatun shadida. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says that in the battle of trench, we were digging the trench, and then suddenly a big boulder, a big rock appeared. فَجَاءُوا إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالُوا هَذِهِ كُدْيَةٌ عَرَضَتْ فِي الْخَنْدَقِ. He said the first thing we did was we went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make mashura. What must we do with this boulder? This was the style of Sahaba, always taking mashura from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ أَنَا نَازِلٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately said, I am going down. This was his style, that he was always with the Sahaba. Would them in manual work? Would them in the ibadat? Would them out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would them in the happiness and would them in the grief? So he said, I'm going down into the trench. ثُمَّ قَالَ وَبَطَنُهُ مَعْصُوبٌ بِحَجَرٍ Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu is saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his stomach was tied with a stone. Why? Because of hunger. So one of the ways they would do it is they would tie the whole stomach in and then tie a stone. So when the stomach is feeling compressed, your person doesn't feel so hungry. Because now the stomach is automatically feeling compressed. So this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. وَلَبِثْنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا فَأَخَذَ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam الْمِعْوَلِ He explains, لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا that we stayed in this condition of continuously working and working, that we didn't taste even one morsel of food for 3 days. As Jabir radiallahu anhu is explaining, فَأَخَذَ النَّبِي alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a pickaxe, فَضَرَبَ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck that rock, فَعَادَ كَثِيبًا It broke into powder, into sand. كَثِيبًا أَهْيَلَ أَوْ أَهْيَمَ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَنْ لِي إِلَى الْبَيْتِ When Jabir radiallahu anhu saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam condition like this, he said, please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allow me to go home. Allow me to go home, فَقُلْتُ لِمْرَأَتِي Because he wanted to go prepare some food for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he went home and he told his wife, "Ra'aytu bin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shay'an ma fi dhalika sabrun fa'indaki shay'un." So he told his wife, "I saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a condition that I can't even bear. I can't bear seeing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this condition. So hungry, dust on his body, in 3 days no food to eat." So he came and told his wife, "Do you have anything?" So فَقَالَتْ عِنْدِي شَعِيرٌ وَعَنَاقٌ The wife said, I've got some barley and I've got this domesticated sheep at home. فَذَبَحْتُ الْعَنَاقَ وَطَحَنْتُ الشَّعِيرَ He says that I slaughtered this sheep and I prepared and I grinded this barley حَتَّى جَعَلَّ اللَّحْمَ فِي الْبُرْمَى Until we put the meat in a pot. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَالْعَجِينَ قَدِ انْكَسَرَ He said, then I went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst the dough was being kneaded. وَالْبُرْمَةُ بَيْنَ الْأَثَافِيِّ قَدْ كَادَتْ تَنْضِخُ And the pot was still about, the meat was about almost cooked. فَقُلْتُ تُعِيمٌ لِي فَقُمْ أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَرَجُلٌ أَوْ رَجُلَانَ So he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the riwayat we'll see later, there was about 1,000 sahaba in this. 1,000 sahaba. And he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, that you come and bring one or two others with you. So in other words, don't bring too many people, because I got little bit food. And the word also he used, tu'imun li, I got little bit food. So you come and bring one or two others with you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style, as we always say, his style was his sahaba. His style was his people. His style were the people around. He didn't only think about himself. So first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kam huwa, how much you've got. So فَذَكَرْتُ لَهُ So I told him, فَقَالَ كَثِيرٌ طَيِّبٌ قُلَّهَا لَا تَنْزَعَ الْبُرْمَ So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's a lot. That's excellent. You've got a lot. And tell them, don't open the pot. In other words, go back home and tell the family, don't open that pot. وَلَا الْخُبْزَ مِنَ التَّنُورِ حَتَّى أَتَى And don't even touch that bread also that's in the oven. Don't touch the pot that's getting cooked. Don't touch the bread that's in the oven until I come. فَقَالَ قُومُوا He told all the sahaba, قُومُوا Stand up. All of you will come. فَقَامَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ وَالْأَنصَارِ All the muhajireen, all the ansar, all came. Can you imagine? The wife sent a message, bring one or two people with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's taking the whole army of 1,000 people and doing. وَمَنْ مَعَهُمْ He took whoever was there with him. قَالَتْ هَلْ سَأَلَكَ So then he came, وَيْحَقَى قَدْ جَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَالْمُهَاجِرُونَ وَالْأَنصَارَ وَمَنْ مَعَهُمْ He came home. Now he's frantic. Jabir radiallahu anhu is frantic. Now imagine such a big crowd is coming home. So he runs home and he's telling his wife, may Allah Pak have mercy on you, that all the muhajireen and all the ansar are coming. And she also now gets a little bit excited. She said, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask him to come or you told him to come? So he replied that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to come. So automatically she was at ease. She knew if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to come, then Allah Pak will take care of her guest. So قُلْتُ نَعْمْ So she first question she asked, did you ask? So he said, no. He asked, قَالَ اِدْخَلُوا لَا تَضَاخَتُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اُدْخُلُوا وَلَا تَضَاخَتُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told all the sahaba that enter the house, but don't crowd up. In other words, go slowly into the home. People, few take a turn, go like that. And don't crowd up. So don't overcrowd the house. فَجَعَلَ يكسر الخبز. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم with his own hand he took the bread and he broke pieces of bread. ويجعل عليه اللحم, then he took pieces of meat, he put it on the bread and he was serving his sahaba with his own hands. He was taking in pieces of bread, putting meat on it and serving the sahaba. ويخمر البرمة والتنور إذا أخذ منه. Every time he took out something from the pot, he closed the pot again. So he took bread and he took meat and then he closed the pot again. ويقرب إلى أصحابه ثم ينزع, and he went and he presented it to the sahaba. فلم يزل بكسر ويغرف حتى شبعوا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم continued. He continued breaking bread and he continued scooping out food until all the sahaba were fully satiated. Every one of them ate till they're full. وَبَقِيَ مِنْهُ, and then Nabi alayhi salam, and then he explains that still there was still leftover food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Kuli hadha wahdi." He addressed the family of the house and he said, "You people also eat from here and you'll gift away the rest, because فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ أَصَابَتْهُمْ مَجَاعَةً, because extreme hunger has struck these people. So what you do is you also eat and you gift away the rest." So this was the barakat muttafaqun alayhi. This hadith is reported both in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. This shows barakat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives barakat, it doesn't matter how much. He will give and He will provide from sources unknown. Here a whole army of 1,084 people, that about three people were given dawat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one or two people. But the whole army ate from me of 1,000 people. This shows when Allah Pak wants to give, then there is no limit to the giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday, as we know. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and read Surah Kahf and come early for Jumu'ah. Subhanallah bihamdik, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, rashadu wa la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi. Thank you.